Today's shiur is Masechet Nazir, Daf Mem, and we will be going on Daf Mem, Amar Aleph, six lines from the top, Amar Rav Chisda. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chisda, Lilkois Ba'achas. If a Nazir cuts off even one hair while he's a Nazir, he's Chayiv Malkus. La'akif B'shtayim. As we've been discussing, and we'll spend a lot of time discussing, a Nazir, when he concludes his Naziris, has to go through a whole process, including in the process is cutting his hair. As we discussed, it's a Machlokes Rishonim. Everybody agrees that he has to shave off all his hair. Does he also have to shave his beard or not? It's a Machlokes. The Rajba says he doesn't have to shave his beard. The Zoyar seems to indicate that he does have to shave his beard also. So La'akev, when he's shaving his hair, if he leaves over Shtayim, that he leaves over two hairs, it's not considered that he has shaven his hair. Listar ein asoyser el b'roiv roshay. As we've learned in the previous blot, if a Nazir, during his Naziris, has his hair cut, that causes him to have to count another 30 days of Naziris. When is it considered that he cut most of his, that he had his hair cut, that it should be so significant that he would have to start counting 30 days? Because as we learned in the previous year, if he doesn't have a growth of 30 days hair, it's not considered that his hair grew, it's most of his head. If most of his hair was not cut, it's not considered enough of a haircut that would cause him to forfeit his Naziris. And all of these haircuts that we discussed, says Rav Chisda, betar, if the hair was cut with a razor. Ask the Gemara, betar in b'midei achrin aloi, is this true that only with a razor is it considered an issue? When any other means of removing the hair, it's not an issue. V'oktani, we learned in the previous daf, menayin l'rabbis es kol hamavirim, that how do we know that anything that causes the hair to be taken out, the nazir, is over? He's transgressing his Naziris if he removes his hair that way. El-Eimer Ke'entar. If he used anything that has the same characteristic as a razor, which means a smooth cut, completely taking out the hair, then the halacha is that he gets Malkus for transgressing his Naziris. Says Tosfos, we had an interesting Gemara yesterday. In the previous Gemara, we learned a discussion where the Listim cut the hair of a Nazir, but they didn't give him a smooth cut. And the Gemara discussed, will he still be a Nazir? Will it affect and forfeit his Naziris or not? But we just finished learning the Gemara, the Rishonim asked, that unless it's a smooth cut, it's not soiser. That's what the Gemara just said. It has to be ke'en tar. It has the same characteristics of a razor. So how do we reconcile these two Gemaras? So there's a very fundamental machloikis Rishonim. The Rosh says, interesting pshat. He says, our Gemara here is referring to Roiv Roshai. Most of the hair on his head was cut. There the halacha, says the Rosh, is that it has to have the characteristics of a razor, a smooth cut. But if all of the hair on his head was cut, there it doesn't have to be ke'en tar. Even if it's not ke'en tar, it would cause forfeiture of the Naziris. That's the Rosh's teretz. Tosfos says a different teretz. Tosfos says, as far as Malkus is concerned, that if a nazir, we said, cuts his hair, b'mezid, during the naziris, he gets malchus. So there the halach is that he only gets malchus if it's tar, a razor, or ke'ain tar, the cutting is similar to what a razor accomplishes. It's a smooth cut. However, as far as being soyser the naziris, as far as causing forfeiture of the naziris, there, says Tosfos, you don't have to have ke'ain tar. Even if you cut the hair very close cut, like we discussed in the previous year, that there's not enough to bend over every hair, that would already be considered enough of a haircut to forfeit the naziris. Tanya nami hachi, and says the Gemara, there's a braisa, nazir shetelesh, he plucked out the hair, mirate, or use this kind of cream that causes the hair to come out, sifseif kol shehu, ein asoysa el b'roiv roishoy, only if most of the hair on the head was removed, ubetar, like the Rishonim say, it doesn't have to mean a tar. It means it has to be ke'ein tar, that it has the same characteristics, that it gives you a smooth cut. Shimon Yehuda says, Shimon of Shimon, Shem Shestem Saris Ma'akvis Boy, just like we learned at the beginning of today's shir, that at the end of the Naziris, the Nazir has to cut all of his hair. And if he leaves over two hairs that he did not cut, that he has not properly concluded his naziris, kach shteis arois soisris boy. Similarly, if a nazir just cuts two hairs, that will already be enough to cause forfeiture of the naziris, that it has to start from scratch. Ask the Chazon Ish. We need to understand Rav Shimon's opinion. Very difficult opinion to understand. The nazir has a full head of hair. He took out two hairs. And that already causes him to forfeit his naziris? Why? So the Chazon Ish says that the pshat in Rav Shimon is, Rav Shimon says that just, he says these two concepts travel together. If we see that two hairs are so significant, that if I left over two hairs at the end of my naziris, when I'm doing the haircut that I'm supposed to do, it's considered I didn't do the haircut properly, it has the same din that at the begin, that if during the naziris, so we see that two hairs have a chshivas, and therefore, if I cut two hairs during my naziris, it causes me to forfeit my naziris. And the Mefarshim take this concept one step further. They explain, very interestingly, that Rav Shimon is the man d'omer throughout Shas that's Dorish Tam d'Kra. He said, we don't just look at rules without trying to understand them. We always have to explain the rule. So the rule has to be consistent. It has to be self-explanatory. So we're saying that two hairs are significant at the end, and we're leaving two hairs. It's considered I didn't do the concluding process properly. It's also significant enough that if I pull out two hairs, I cut two hairs, it's considered that I forfeit my maziris. Tanan Hosam. There's a Mishnah in Masechta and the Gaon. Shloisha Megalchim. There are three people that the Torah says have to shave. We're going to discuss these halachas at great detail. The taglachta mitzvah. And they're taking this haircut is a mitzvah. Nazir, the nazir who we're discussing, that has to shave at the end of the naziris. A mitzvah. If someone is a mitzvah, and then the kohen says that he's healed, he has to actually shave twice. Once at the beginning of the purification process, and then he has to count 7 days, and again he has to do taglachas. And the third one, a Levium. The Levium, when they were appointed, this is where Rashi in Chumash quotes for Moshe Hadarshan, he says, when the Levium were appointed, tachas b'chayre Yisrael, originally the Bechorim did the Avodah, but then by the Egel, since they were the ones that did the Avodah, that they were the ones that led the Avodah, by the Egel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu switched jobs and gave it to the Levium. At that point, they had to go through a process of being completely shaven, and Tenufa, they were picked up and waved, and they had to bring Kabonis. That are the three people that have to go through a Taglachas. The Balaturim, in Chumash, by Mitzayra, it says, V'his Galach. And the gimel of the Vizgalach is a large gimel if you look in a Chumash. It says the Baal Turim, why is the gimel a large gimel? Because it refers to three people in our Gemara. the Nazir, the Mitzrayim, and the Levim, the three people who have to have a Taglachas. So Rashi goes on to explain in the name of Ramosha Darshan regarding the Levim, that since the Levim were taken in the place of the Bechorim, and the Bechorim had defiled themselves by Avodah Zarah, and the Levim who were their place were, so to speak, the Kapara, and therefore the halacha is that the Levim, how do you go through a Kapara? By being shaven and going through this whole process. So Mefarshim ask a very obvious question. A Mishnah teaches us a halacha that's relevant la halacha lemaisa. So a Nazir, this could always be a Nazir. A Mitzayra, there always could be a Mitzayra. But a Levim was a one-time act. When the Levim were chosen to replace the Bechayrim, they had to go through this process. Why would the Mishnah quote a din that happened once in our history? So I saw three interesting terutzim. One terutz is, it is relevant la'aloch l'maisa. Well, Mashiach will come in Mitzashem, b'kara b'yomeinu, and the Beis HaMikdash will be reinaugurated, and the Levim will be reappointed to their jobs. They will again have to go through this process. And that's why the Mishnah teaches us this thing. That's one pshat I saw. Another pshat that I saw, it's Api D'Arizal, who says, just like we see that Levim obtained a level of Kedusha by having their hair cut, it's a lesson for us that the proper way for a Jew to groom himself is to take haircuts, not to leave his hair grow long. A Jew has to look neat and proper and take haircuts in proper intervals that make him look neat. Besides that, the Svarim, the Poskim also say that every time a Jew takes a haircut, if he follows the halachas properly, he's mekayim many mitzvahs asay, mitzvahs lois asay. He doesn't cut his payas, he doesn't use a razor, he has the opportunity to do all many mitzvahs. And that's why we see from the Levim that how were they appointed to their position? With a haircut. A third pshat, very interesting pshat, is that just like we explained in the name of Rashi, that a Levim took a haircut because that was, so to speak, the culmination of the tshuva process for Klal Yisrael after they did the Aveiru with the eagle. A person who's about tshuva, the Trumas Hadeshin says this, when he decides to become about tshuva, has to take a haircut. To the degree that the Trumas Hadeshin, interesting, says that we know that in a Chol Moed, one is not supposed to take a haircut, not supposed to shave. But somebody decided in a Chol Moed that he's becoming a Baal Tshuva, it's so important that he should take a haircut, it even overrides Chol Moed. Of course, everybody agrees that although we're going to spend time learning that the Levim took a haircut with a razor, certainly a Baal Tshuva, even if we follow the pshat of the Poskim that is supposed to shave, should not use a razor, where a razor may not be used. And even this halacha that the Trumas Hadeshin says that it overrides the isser of taking a hik on a chalamayid is not agreed on by all. Continues the Gemara. So Tanan Hosam, Shloisha Megalchim, the Taglach the Mitzvah, Nozer Mitzvah V'Levim, the Kulan Shlgilchu Shloi Betar, all of these that did not use, if they did not use a razor, or Shishayiru Shtei Sarois, or if they didn't cut, they left two hairs, Loyosov Loiklum. Their action was meaningless. Omamar, so the Gemara analyzes this Mishnah. Shloisha Megalchim, the Taglach and Mitzvah. We just learned the Mishnah, that these three people have to take a haircut, and it's a mitzvah for them to do it. Ask the Gemara, Pshita, it's obvious. So the Machloikis Rishonim, how to understand this question of Pshita. One pshat is that these dinim, that they have to take a haircut, are explicit psukim in the Torah. So what does the Mishnah have to teach it to us? But there are Rishonim that aren't satisfied with that pshat. Because they say it's very common that the Mishnah should mention a din that's in the Torah. That's pshat that the Mishnah does. It teaches us the Mishnah, the din in the Torah, and then it expounds on it. So that isn't a question. So they explain that the Gemara's question is, v'taglachta mitzvah. Why is the Mishnah saying that it's a mitzvah? Of course it's a mitzvah. If the Torah tells us to do it, it's obviously a mitzvah. Answers the Gemara, I would think that all the Torah wants us to do is have their hair removed. And therefore, afilu soch nosha, and even if they use the cream that will remove the hair, it will be adequate. Kamash malon, the loy, that's why the Mishnah teaches us, no, they have to go through a shaving with a razor. Ask Tosfos, the Mishnah says it. The Mishnah says, the kulan, the safe for the Mishnah, the kulan shagilchu shaloi betar, if they didn't use a razor, it isn't acceptable. So I know that. What is the Gemara teaching us? Answers Tosfos, if I only had the Mishnah, I was saying the kulan shagilchu shaloi betar means that they didn't cut their hair in the same manner that a razor cuts their hair, which means that they didn't get themselves a completely smooth cut. But if I only had the sefer, I would think that as long as you got a smooth cut, it's adequate. That's why the Reisha says, v'taglachta mitzvah. It's not just enough that they should get a smooth cut. It has to be with a razor. Now this Gemara is the basis for a very famous Shaila Lahaloch Lamaisa. As we know, we're going to spend more time learning, a Jew is not allowed to use a razor to cut his beard, because you're not allowed to cut your payas with a razor. The question is, could one, in a place that he's not allowed to cut, or there's a shayla if he's allowed to cut, use shaving cream? So it's a machloikas achroinim. The Beis Hillel, the Pacha Yitzchak quotes other achroinim, say that shin shaving cream does the same thing as a razor. It completely gives you a completely smooth cutting of the hair, removal of the hair. They used to have a cream that was very sharp. It's like an acid. It literally burnt out the hair. It's usur. Right. The Noida Behuda, there's a tshuva Noida Behuda. It's really, the tshuva is in the Noida Behuda, but it's not from the Noida Behuda. It's from the Noida Behuda's son. Disagrees. He says that our Gemara clearly teaches us that shaving cream, that we would think that shaving cream is the same as a razor, kamash bon, that shaving cream is not. And from here he says that using this kind of debilatory is mutter. And that's the psak of most poiskim. Although, I saw based on a word from the Briska Rav, we could explain the machloikas between the Beis Hillel and the son of the Noida Behuda in the following manner. The Torah doesn't equate completely the din of Loisakifa Pas Roishchem to the din that these three people have to have a haircut. Why? By the din here of having a haircut, the Torah requires a taglachas, a positive act of taglachas, which the Gemara is teaching us, is only accomplished with a razor. On the other hand, the Isser of cutting one's zokin or hair, we're not allowed to. Then it says, the Torah says, loisashchis. We're not allowed to do something that causes hashchasa, that causes total elimination. And the Beis Hillel therefore says, shaving cream, even though it's not a razor, causes total elimination. The Noda Behuda says that shaving cream is not considered an act of shaving. That's the lesson of this Gemara, and therefore it's mutter. But though it's very interesting to indicate that the next tshuva in the Noda Behuda, there's a very interesting tshuva that also speaks about shaving. He says somebody wrote to him the following Eitzah, the following piece of advice, how one may be allowed to use a razor to shave. He says as follows. There's a halacha like this. A parah aduma is supposed to be totally red hair. If it has black hair, Mishnayis, Masechta Parah, discuss how many black hairs disqualify a parah aduma, but certainly two hairs, this black hairs or other color hairs that are not red would disqualify a parah aduma. Says the Mishnah, but let's say you have a parah aduma. It's completely red, but it has some black hairs that are very, very short. How short are they? They can't be bent over. They're not considered hair, and they don't disqualify the parah aduma. So asks this person to the Noda Behuda, maybe it should be mutter to do the following. I should take a scissor. A scissor is mutter. I should take a scissor and cut the beard down to such a close cut that there is no hair that is long enough to be bent over. And from the Mishnah Parah, it seems to indicate that any hair that's that short is really not considered hair, and then be able to use a razor. That's the question that was asked to Nadav Yehuda. So Nadav Yehuda says, of course it's Asr. He says, the Torah doesn't differentiate. The Torah doesn't want us to put a razor to our face. And therefore, certainly, even if your hair on your beard is very, very short, you would not be allowed to use a razor. Continues the Gemara. Ketani, we learned in the Mishnah that we just quoted, the Kulin Shagilcha Shaloi Batar, if they did not use a razor, it's not acceptable. Says the Gemara, Bishlam Agabed Nazir, by a Nazir, that he has to use a razor when he concludes his Naziris, Ksif Talo Yaval Roshai. And as we learned in the previous staff, the Gemara said, the Pasuk of Talo Yaval Roshai, that a Nazir is not allowed to put on, not allowed to use a razor, is a superfluous Pasuk, because a Nazir is not allowed to cut his hair. So the Gemara said, if it isn't here to teach us about what a Nazir may or may not do during his term of Naziris, it's coming to teach us that when he concludes his Naziris, he must use a tar, a razor, to cut his hair. The Gabal Levim, similarly by the Levim Ksiv, the Viru Tar Akol B'sorim. The Torah explicitly tells us that they have to cut their hair with a razor. El Mitzayra Tar Menolon. How do we know the Mitzayra cuts his hair with a razor? The Chitayma, says the Gemara, Tasim Levim. I can learn it from a Levim. Ma Levim. So the Gemara, you can't, if Levim require a razor, so too should a Mitzayra require a razor. So the Gemara, that isn't a legitimate limud. Because Ma Levim Shekein Tunim Taglachas, no, the Gemara continues, first the Kasha. Ma Levim Shekein Tunim Taglachas, Vein Taglach Nelabatar, just like a Levi, must go through a hair cutting process. And it must be done with a razor. Afan the obvious Mitzoyra, Shuton Taglachas. Similarly, will I say regarding Mitzoyra that it requires a shaving, Vein Taglachas El Batar, and has to be done only with a razor? So the more Ikla Mifrach. That is an legitimate Derech Halimut. Because Mal Levim Shekain Tuna Tunufa Begufam. As we said earlier, besides that the Levim required shaving, they also required that each lady was physically lifted and waved. Time Mitzayra, Deloy, Mitzayra doesn't have to go through that process. So Mitzayra and a lady are different, and therefore we can't learn Mitzayra from Levium. Ella, Taisi Menazer. We'll learn the halacha of a Mitzayra from Menazer. Ma, Levium. El Taisi Menazer. Ma, says the Gemara, you can't learn from Nazer. Mal Nazir Shein Kabonai Ton Lechem. When the Nazir brings the Kabonis, besides bringing the Kabonis that he must bring, he also has to bring along, as we said, 20 loaves of bread, and from each type, 10 of each, of two types, and from each type, one loaf has to be removed and given to the Kohanim. Time Mitzara Deloy. Mitzara doesn't have that requirement. So since Nazir has this very unique din that we don't find by Levi, we can't learn Levi from Mitzayra. Ela Mechad Lo Yasya, we can't learn Levi not from Mitzayra, nor from Nazir. We can't from Levim or from Nazir. Taisim Etaveim. So Gemara attempts to say we should learn it with a Tzad Shava. Before we go further, there's a very fundamental discussion amongst the Rishonim how to understand the Gemara. Rishonim asked the obvious question. Why did the Gemara have to go through this whole process? Trying to learn Levim from Mitzayra, and say Mitzayra and Levim are very different. Trying to learn Mitzayra from Nazir, and then say Mitzayra and Nazir are very different. And then try to learn it from a combination of Nazir and Levim. Why did the Gemara right away attempt this approach? So Mefarshim explained, and this goes back to concepts that we've discussed in this parak. There's a rule that we've said many times in Shas. Shnei suv maboim kechor ei malamdem. If the Torah teaches us the same din twice, it's there. Why does the Torah have to say the same din twice? Say it once, and we should apply it all over. To teach us only where it's said does the din apply, nowhere else. So now what the Gemara had to do, explain to Rishonim, is ask an obvious question. How can we even think to learn the halacha of a Levi shaving from a Nazir and Mitzayra? Nazir Mitzayra Shnei Ksuvim Aboim Kechad. We have the din. The Torah says explicitly by Nazir, use a razor. The Torah says explicitly by Mitzayir, by a Levi, use a razor. So Shnei Ksum Abom Kechot, since the Torah said the same din twice, we cannot apply it anywhere else. So what the Gemara has to accomplish, explained the Rishayim, is say that this is not a situation of Shnei Ksum Abom Kechot. Why is it not a situation of Shnei Ksum Abom Kechot? Because each one of these subjects, the subject of Nazir and the subject of Levi, have very unique characteristics. Levim require tenufa, Nazirim bring lechem. So since they're very different, it's not a situation of Shnei Ksum Abom Kechot. Now, once we've accomplished and understood why it's not considered a situation of Shnei Ksum Abom Kechot, does the Gemara attempt to say, so maybe we can learn it from a Tzad HaShava? And the Gemara explains the Tzad HaShava. Mehei Tesi. The Gemara starts again. Tesim Levim. You wanted to learn Mitzorah from Levim, and we said that that's not a legitimate approach, because Ma Levim Shekain Tuna Tanufa. The Levim required Tanufa. Says the Gemara, Tanufa Begufan. Nazir Yechir. Obviously, that's not the defining characteristic, because a Nazir doesn't require Tanufa, and still his shaving is done with a razor. What are you going to say? Malo Nazir Shekain Kabonaton Lechem. Why can't we learn Levim? Why can't we learn Mitzayir from Nazir? Because Mitzayir has to bring Lechem with his carbon. Mitzayir doesn't. Obviously, that's not the defining characteristic. Because Levim Echichu. Levim requiring shavering with a razor, and they don't bring Lechem. The Chazadein. And we go back and forth. Loi Rizeh, Loi Krizeh. Levim and Nazir are not exactly identical. What's at Tzadah Shavish behem? What's the common denominator? Sheteun and taglachas. They have to go through a shaving process. The taglach the batar, and it has to be done with a razor. Afani, obvious mitzayra, so too will I say regarding every mitzayra, sheteun taglachas, that he has to be shaven, the shaving the taglach the batar, and it has to be done with a razor. Omle Rova Banash Ravashi, says Rova to Ravashi, even if we're going to have this common denominator, the Tzad HaShava, it's still not going to be an acceptable approach. V'lifrach, Malat Tzad HaShava Shbehen, Shekein, Ein Kabbana Bedalus. The Kabbanas that a Levi had to bring, there was no difference what the financial status of the Levi was. The Torah is very specific in the Kabbanas. The Kabbanas that a Nazir has to bring, makes no difference what his financial status is. Time of a Mitzorah, however, a Mitzorah, there is a difference. If he is, Baruch Hashem, able to afford it, he brings a lamb. If he's not able to afford it, he brings birds, Shekabana Bedalis. So we see, this story we showed him explain the Gemara, that a Mitzorah has a very, the Torah goes out of the way to treat a Mitzorah special. And the Torah concerned about the financial status of a Mitzorah. That if he can't afford an animal, he should bring birds. Similarly, we should perhaps say that a Mitzorah should not have his hair cut with a razor, and any type of cutting should be acceptable. So I saw Gevaldig Akasha. The Gemara says in Masechta Menachos that what is the lesson of whether that Mitzorah brings a carbon for an animal, or if he brings birds? Says the Gemara, very famous Gemara, Echra Marba, Vechra Mabit, Ovat Shechavim Libe L'Shamayim. It doesn't make a difference if you spend a lot, or you spend a little, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, what are you thinking? So what's the Gemara differentiating, that he brings a carbon, if he's wealthy or poor? That's not a significant factor. The Mishnah says, Echra Marba, Vechra Mabit, Ovat Shechavim Libe L'Shamayim. So Mepharshim say, what the Gemara means to ask is very different. The Gemara is not saying the fact that he's poor and he brings less, he's somewhat less. But the Gemara is saying is like this. The carbon of a Levi, the carbon of a Nazir, is a carbon kavua. There's no options. There's one carbon, and that's the only carbon he could bring. Mitzorah starts having options, depending on his financial status. So you can't compare the cases. So we're back to where we started. How do we know the Mitzorah, when he cuts his hair, that the Torah tells us he has to go through Taglachas, and it has to be with a razor? Amalei, Rava Mamashasha LaRava. So Rava Mamashasha asks Rava, I don't understand what's happening here. Hai Tana Mikara Amma. The Gemara on top of Mem Amar Aleph attempted to say that how do we know that a Nazir haircut must be with a razor. The Gemara says, Lamda Mitzari Efshar. I can't learn it from Mitzara. Why? She ain't donen kal mechomer lahachmer alav. The Gemara says that a Mitzara has a chumra over a nazir. Because Mitzara has to have all of his hair cut, and a nazir doesn't have to have all of his hair cut on his body. Another nafkamina is that a Mitzara can't undo his Mitzaras. He is what he is. That's a disease. A nazir, as we know, can have his naziris annulled, like any nether. So the Gemara in the previous year, at the end of the previous year, wanted to learn naziris from Mitzara. What's obvious? That it was obvious to the Braisa that a Mitzara goes through a hair cutting with a razor. The only question was, maybe I could learn nazir from Mitzara. And today we have just the opposite situation. That it's obvious to us that a nazir takes a haircut with a razor, and we're trying to learn from Mitzaira from a nazir. So what's going on here? Is the Mitzaira the obvious case? Or is the nazir the obvious case? That's the Gemara's kasha. Hi, Tana Mekarim Omar. At the end of the previous year, the Braisa said, Lalambin Mitzari Efshar, we can't learn the halacha of a nazir's haircut from Mitzaira's haircut, She'ein Donen Kal Mechomer, since a nazir is not as serious of a situation as a Mitzaira, we can't learn a nazir from Mitzaira Lachmalov. The Hada Omer, and now today, we're saying, Nalim Fadina, we should learn a Mitzaira from a nazir. And furthermore, Umadina Namila Yalif. And now the Gemara says another question, as the Mefarsh explained. In the previous year, we were assuming that a Mitzaira is more Chomer than a Nazir. And now we're assuming that a Nazir is more Chomer than a Mitzaira, and therefore we could learn a Mitzaira from a Nazir. So what's happening here? Says the Gemara, who I'll leave the Rabbanim. That discussion followed the opinion of the Rabbanim. Who I'll leave the Rebbe Elazar. This discussion that we're having today, that how do we know the Mitzaira has to shave with a razor, is going according to the opinion of Rebbe Elazar Rabbanim. The machloikis of Rebbe Elazar and Rabbanim is a very fundamental machloikis that's not related directly to Mitzaira Nazir. It's a very broad shaila regarding how is one not allowed to cut his hair. The Tanan. The halacha is the one, leisashus pasta konecha, as we said earlier, one is not allowed to be mashkis his payas. So there's a machloikis. The Tanan. Ve'en achayiv ad shel kena batar. According to Rabbanon, the only time one is over that iser is if he used a razor. Rav Elazar Omer, I feel licked up a malakit of Rikn Hitini. Malakit of Hitini are these, the types of instruments that are like a plane, like a metal sheet that were used to polish furniture, to make different types of vessels. And it's a very obviously sharp instrument. And according to Beleza, even if that is used, you're over. My tamay drabonim. So now let's understand the reason of the Rabbanon. Why the Rabbanon say that a Mitzara has to cut his hair specifically with a razor? The Tanya. The Pasuk says, Zekonoi. The Pasuk says, V'gilach is called S'oroi, es roishoi v'ziknoi. So the Pasuk is an obvious, difficult Pasuk. The Pasuk begins with the words, by a Mitzara, V'gilach is called S'oroi, that he has to cut all his hair. What does the Pasuk have to say is ziknoi, his beard? His beard is part of his hair. Fishinema, because it says regarding the Kohanim, Ufasikonam lo yigalechu, that a Kohen is not allowed to cut his beard. Yochel afil mitzora kain, so I would think that a Kohen, who's a mitzora, even though he's supposed to go through the cutting process, may not cut his hair, tamaloimer zikonoi. That even a Kohen who's a mitzora should shave his hair. On the batar, but how do we know that he uses a razor? The Tanya, ufasikonam yoyigalechu. This is the basis for the Rabbanan's opinion that the only time one is over the iser of cutting his payas is with a razor. Yochel afil gilcha b'misparayim. I would think that even if one cut his hair with scissors, yechayiv, he should be chayiv for the lav. Ufasikonam loyigalechu tamalayim v'loy sashchis. It has to be a cutting that completely destroys the hair. Scissors don't give you such a clean shave. Yochel liktoi b'malakne or b'ritini. So I would think that if you cut your hair with a one of these instruments, yechayif tamalaymer v'hasa ganam lo yikalechu heiza guluach sheesh be'ashchasa. When is there a guluach that causes ashchasa? Have oim azatar. So now we need to understand the Gemara, and we'll explain the Gemara in the following way. The Rabbanan teach us that even though normally a kohen may not cut his hair, even though a kohen may normally not cut his beard, the Torah tells us a ziknoi that the mitzayru who's a kohen may cut his beard. Now let's figure it out. What, according to Rabbanan, does that mean? If a mitzayru could accomplish the cutting of his beard, b'malakne b'ritni, so we have the best of all worlds. Let him cut his beard with the malaknet ritni, and he will be mekayim the mitzvah that he has to cut his beard. And on the other hand, he won't be over the lava pasta cut him legalechu because he didn't use a razor. If the Torah had to go out of its way and say the words v'ziknoi to give a special dispensation to the kohen who's a mitzayra, that he is allowed to cut his beard, even under normal circumstances, he may not. It must be that the Torah is telling him, use a razor. And even though normally a razor may not be used, for you, I'm allowing to use a razor. So that's the proof, according to Rabbanon, that a mitzvah cuts his beard with the razor. So there's a number of issues to discuss. What is the explanation of the opinion of the Rabbanon? The explanation of the opinion of the Rabbanon is that the Rabbanon hold, Esse Doichel Eisesei, the essay that the Nazir has to cut his beard, that the Mitzvah has to cut his hair, is Doichel de Leisesei, a Pasa Karam Lo Yigalechu. Esse Doichel Eisesei. But now the question is that the Kohen, besides having an essay, a Leisesei of cutting his beard, of Pasa Karam Lo Yigalechu, also has an essay of Kedoshim Yiyu. And even though there's a rule throughout Shas that essay doichel loisasei, the halach is ein essay doichel loisasei vasei. So how could this essay of the cutting of a mitzvah's beard be doichel loisasei vasei? So the Rishonim answer that this is an essay she'ena shava b'kol. It's not an essay that applies to everyone. Why? Because it only applies to male kohanim. It doesn't apply to female kohanim. If you have a female a kohenes that has facial hair, she doesn't have an essay, a loisa say, of cutting that hair, of even with a razor. And therefore, it's a loisa say, she'en shav b'kol. I saw a very interesting question from Shmuel Rizovsky. Shmuel Rizovsky asks that why does the Gemara, why did Rishonim say that this is an essay, she'en shav b'kol, because it doesn't apply to female Kohanim? You could have said a much easier answer. It only applies to Kohanim, not to Yisraelim. So Shmuel Rizovsky says a very fundamental teretz. He says, the fact that it doesn't apply to Yisraelim doesn't make it an essay she'en shav b'kol. Because if I don't have, his example is as follows. If I don't have property in Eretz Yisrael that grows fruits, so I'm not mechuyev in trumas and maisers, does that mean I'm excluded from the mitzvah? I'm not excluded from the mitzvah. It's not applicable to me, because I don't have the circumstances. Says Rishmu Rizovsky, a Yisrael has the same din as a Kohen. It's just unapplicable to him, because he's not a Kohen. It's like a person who doesn't own the field in Israel. However, a woman who's a Kohen is a Kohen, and yet she doesn't have this din. That's why the Rishonim prefer to use the case that a Kohenis is not included versus the fact that Yisrael is not included. So according to Rabbanan, the halacha is that to be considered being over the Isser by Kohen or Pasukonim lo yigalechu, or the Isser of Yisrael lo sashkes pasukonecha, you have to have two characteristics. One characteristic, it has to be a hashchasa, a razor, not a scissor. And it also has to be something that is typically used to cut hair. And therefore the malakit v'rehitni, which are not used to cut hair, may not be are permitted to be used, because they're not implements that are used to cut hair. So the question that now comes up, very relevant, Shaila Halacha L'Maisa, is what is the din regarding shavers? So many Paiskim want to suggest that a shaver has all of the characteristics of a tar, of a razor. It gives you a smooth shave, and it's certainly an instrument they're used for shaving. And therefore, there are Paiskim that suggest that a shaver may not be used. The Paiskim that do allow a shaver to be used say that the shaver has to be a shaver that doesn't give you a smooth shave. And since it doesn't give you a smooth shave, it doesn't have the same characteristics as a razor, which we're saying is hashkasa, and therefore may be used. So the question is, very common question, I'm not paskening in this shir la'loch l'maisa, just this is a very relevant question, is that many shavers use a technology that's known as lift and cut. What does lift and cut do? It lifts the hair up from under the skin, and then it cuts it. So then the shaver has the exact same characteristics as a razor. And also, it's certainly, as we just said, an implement that's used for shaving. It's not like a malakit ritni that's not normally used. So why is the halacha that one could take a shave with a shaver? So the right thing to do, that many places can discuss, Rav Moshe said this, the Miches Yitzchak says this, is not to use a shaver that gives you such a close shave that uses this technology. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach suggests the svara. He doesn't say it lahalocha lemaisa. He just suggested it as a svara. He says what happens perhaps in these lift and cut shavers is that they indeed lift the hair up from under the skin for during the shave while one is shaving, but immediately afterward, this part of the hair that's left, and that part of the hair gets sunk back into the skin. So since it sinks back into the skin, you didn't completely cut the hair. So it's not considered hashchasa. And that's why one could suggest that it's mutter. He says we have to know exactly how the technology works. Because if the hair is indeed completely cut, it has all of the characteristics of what the Gemara says is asr. It's a hashchasa. And it also is the normal implement used for shaving, and it would be asr. The Miches Yitzchak, also, somebody asks the Mishaila, perhaps the halacha should be different if one would be able, I don't know if there's such a thing, if one would be able to create a shaver that's completely created out of plastic parts, not out of metal parts. Since a razor is metal, will that be considered maybe a heter? Says the Miches Yitzchak, based on what we're learning now in our Gemara, you have to have two characteristics to be asur, according to Rabbanan, which is the halacha. It gives you this hashchasa, and it's normally used. So if it's a shaver that's made out of plastic, and that's what it's normally used for, and it causes hashchasa, then plastic would not be a heter.